I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Last year, the Chinese government launched a software project called Green Dam Youth Escort. The plan was for all computers sold in China to be equipped with software that filters internet content. Officials said the program would protect kids from online pornography and violence. Critics considered it another brick in the so-called Great Firewall of China. Now, today, Chinese state media say the whole project is on the brink of collapse. The World's technology correspondent Clark Boyd's been following the story. So, Clark, what happened to Green Dam Youth Escort?
Well, you might remember that the minute that the Chinese authorities announced that they were going to do this, criticism came from all sides. Within China, there was criticism saying, really, every computer that is sold is going to have this filtering software on it. From outside of the country, critics were saying, this is just another way for the Chinese authorities to have more control over what citizens are seeing and aren't seeing online. The Chinese government backed off pretty much immediately and said, okay, we'll make the system voluntary. There were other problems with it as well. Software coders found that there were bugs in it that left computers vulnerable to attack. So there really were a lot of problems documented with it. And what's happened now is that basically the two companies that were developing this software, they haven't received any further funding from the Chinese government. It's just a case of the Chinese government kind of letting it die.
With 1.5 billion people in China, that means the government has to police a lot of people online. Is there any sense of how effective this Green Dam Youth Escort software actually was?
Well, reports are that only about 20 million machines ended up having this software on it, mostly in schools. And when you consider there are 400 million users in China, you know, you kind of get a sense that it probably never had that great of an effect.
Now, when this was first rolled out, some said it was another brick in the so-called Great Firewall of China. Now they might be tempted to say this is a crack in the Great Firewall of China. What do you think?
I think that's probably going a little bit too far. At the same time that this news comes out about Green Dam Youth Escort, you have a speech by a top internet official in China that's been leaked. This speech is detailing a whole raft of measures that will keep Chinese control of the internet, you know, pretty strong. For example, one of the measures called for is that no Chinese person commenting on a website will be able to do so anonymously. And without that anonymity, you know, people feel very vulnerable and very scared about what they do online.
So with the Green Dam Youth Escort filter kind of being let go by the Chinese government, do you see still some kind of widespread filtering software finding its way back into China? Or is the, you know, government trying to let go of the reins?
What we've seen with China and internet filtering over the last few years is that they've become a lot more subtle. In some ways, you might see the Green Dam Youth Escort as one last vestige of, boom, we're imposing this and you have to do it and this is going to filter out stuff that's bad for you. There are always more subtle ways that the Chinese government can get this done. And in fact, in the speech that I mentioned by the top internet official, there was a lot of talk about how what the internet really is for China is a tool for soft power, that we have to guide people in the appropriate direction, not, you know, stonewall them from seeing things, but guide them to the information that we want them to see, almost like creating China's own little intranet and fearful of what outside information might mean for its people.
The World's technology correspondent, Clark Boyd, thank you very much for the update.
You're welcome, Marco.